What happens when a single company knows what you buy, what you watch, what you ask your voice assistant at 3 a.m., and even predicts what you'll want before you do? When journalist Kashmir Hill tried to boycott Amazon for just 1 week, she had to block over 23 million IP addresses. Suddenly, Netflix stopped working. So did Airbnb, HBO, and even Slack, her essential work tool. The experiment revealed an uncomfortable truth. Amazon isn't just a store anymore. It's the infrastructure of modern life, woven so deeply into our routines that extracting ourselves feels nearly impossible. From a garage startup in 1994 to a company requiring a 17,000-seat arena for staff meetings, Amazon has become the world's most trusted brand and captures over 2% of all U.S. household spending. Yet Jeff Bezos still tells employees Amazon is not too big to fail, running the trillion-dollar empire as if bankruptcy lurks around every corner. This paradox, immense success paired with existential paranoia, has fueled a business model so transformative it deserves its own name, Bezonomics. Amazon has mastered genuine dependency. Over 350 million people worldwide rely on its services daily. Morning starts with Alexa, evenings end with Prime Video. In between, there's one-click purchasing, a carefully engineered dopamine loop delivering pleasure when you click buy and again when the package arrives. For some, this spirals into addiction. Constance from Long Island accumulated $150,000 in debt before bankruptcy, calling Amazon shopping her crack. The selection is staggering. Roughly 600 million products globally, 8 times Walmart's inventory. Behind this retail theater stands a logistics empire of 175 warehouses shipping 4.4 billion packages annually. Amazon has moved from 2-day Prime shipping to same-day, even 9-minute deliveries in some markets, building its own fleet of container ships, 70 cargo jets, and thousands of delivery vans. Amazon treats its internal capabilities like Lego blocks, reassembling them into entirely new businesses. Cloud infrastructure built for its website became AWS, now generating $35 billion in revenue. Video streaming infrastructure became Prime Video, spending $7 billion yearly on original content. When diapers.com emerged as a threat, Amazon slashed diaper prices, losing an estimated $100 million over 3 months until the competitor surrendered. Prime started simply in 2005, pay $79 annually for unlimited free shipping. Today, Prime members spend an estimated $1,300 annually compared to $700 for non-members. Prime evolved into a comprehensive ecosystem with video streaming, music, cloud storage, and grocery discounts. The company meticulously tracks frequency of touchpoints. Every interaction strengthens the lock-in effect. Prime Video applies Amazon's ruthlessly data-driven approach to content. The Man in the High Castle cost $72 million, but attracted 1.15 million new Prime members, just $63 per subscriber. Good Girls Revolt cost $81 million, but only attracted 52,000 new members at $1,500 each. It was canceled. As Bezos explained, every time we win a Golden Globe Award, we sell more shoes. You're not just a customer anymore. You're a Prime member, a status that subtly shifts your identity and shopping behavior in ways that benefit Amazon's flywheel with every interaction. Jeff Bezos embodies contradictions, creating 500,000 jobs while pioneering job-replacing robots, demanding frugality, doors as desks, while owning an $80 million penthouse. Understanding him requires grasping three traits: obsession with resourcefulness, ruthless pursuit of truth, and thinking in centuries rather than quarters. At his grandfather's Texas ranch, young Jeff learned to fix windmills and build fences. You don't wait for solutions, you create them. When denied a $20 Infinity Cube in sixth grade, he bought parts and built it himself. His criterion for choosing a spouse? Someone resourceful enough to break him out of a third world prison. Leaving Wall Street for an online bookstore, Bezos used his regret minimization framework. Imagining himself at 80, would he regret trying and failing or never trying? His 42 million 10,000 year clock, ticking once yearly, century hand, advancing every 100 years, symbolizes this perspective. Signs outside Amazon managers' offices declare, "In God we trust, all others must bring data." Facts trump titles. Anyone can challenge anyone with evidence. This culture centers on the six-pager, a document required before pitching products. Meetings begin with 20 minutes of silent reading, followed by confrontational discussions challenging every premise. Unprepared employees face nutters, intense outbursts that feel devastating. Mark Lohr, who sold diapers.com to Amazon, left for Walmart, preferring social cohesion where feelings matter. Amazon's Seattle headquarters spans 47 uniquely named buildings, including the Spheres, giant glass biospheres with 40,000 plant species where employees work amid a rainforest. Bezos's counterintuitive belief: too much communication between business units impedes innovation. In 2002, he implemented two pizza teams, groups small enough to be fed by two pizzas, minimizing bureaucracy. Hundreds of independent teams might seem chaotic, but Bezos instilled core principles: customer obsession, extreme innovation, long-term thinking. The secret to coherence is the flywheel, a self-reinforcing cycle where improving customer experience attracts more customers, which draws more sellers, generating economies of scale that further reduce prices, perpetuating the cycle indefinitely. The flywheel emerged during Amazon's darkest hour in 2001, when the dot-com bust crashed Amazon's stock from $107 to $5.97 per share. Management guru Jim Collins introduced the concept, and Bezos immediately grasped how the cycle becomes unstoppable once it gains momentum. Recently, Bezos revolutionized the flywheel by adding artificial intelligence. This AI flywheel analyzes data from 300 million customers to make autonomous decisions about inventory, pricing, and logistics. Amazon's recommendation system, driving 35% of online revenue, predicts customer behavior before purchases occur, positioning inventory for same-day delivery. Voice recognition evolved from Bell Labs' Audrey in the 1950s to Apple's Siri in 2010. Amazon, filled with Star Trek enthusiasts, launched Echo with Alexa in November 2014, envisioning the enterprise's talking computer. By 2019, over 100 million devices had been sold, with Alexa embedded in everything from microwaves to light bulbs. Responding to 500 million daily questions across 80-plus countries, Alexa represents the biggest shift in personal computing since the iPhone. Nearly 70% of Echo users connect household accessories, generating valuable data about daily routines. Only 6% use it for shopping, though Amazon remains optimistic about voice commerce with screen-equipped devices like Echo Show. Privacy concerns persist. Amazon mistakenly sent a Portland couple's conversation to an employee, and a German customer received 1,700 recordings from a stranger. Yet voice technology democratizes internet access for those with physical limitations, like Parkinson's disease or visual impairments. Unlike Facebook and Google, Amazon operates extensively in the physical world, with 650,000 employees compared to Alphabet's 98,000 or Facebook's 36,000. McKinsey estimates automation could replace 800 million workers, 30% of the global workforce, by 2030. Inside Amazon's warehouses, workers endure demanding shifts. The company's Career Choice program funds 95% of training costs for in-demand fields. 16,000 employees have participated since 2012. Robotics leader Brad Porter explains automation remains limited by the deep bin-picking problem. Robots struggle selecting odd-shaped items from jumbled bins, a task humans excel at through evolved hand-eye coordination. Globally, companies pioneer advanced automation. Britain's Ocado operates facilities where over 1,000 robots zip across grid-like rails at 9 miles per hour, retrieving grocery crates stacked 17 high. China's JD.com processes 200,000 packages daily with just 4 employees. Amazon Go stores let customers scan their phones, take items, and walk out, automatically charged through ceiling cameras and weight-sensing shelves. Despite Amazon's dominance, some retailers thrive by outflanking rather than confronting the giant. Successful companies focus on four strategies: creating seamless online-offline experiences, offering exclusive curated products, investing in technology and social media, and embracing meaningful social missions. Nike revolutionized retail with experiential stores like their 68,000-square-foot House of Innovation on Fifth Avenue, featuring lab-coated staff, a data-driven speed shop stocking local preferences, and the exclusive Nike Expert Studio for members. Customers design custom sneakers, receive personal styling, and use smartphone conveniences like product reservations and cashierless checkout experiences Amazon's website cannot replicate. Williams-Sonoma thrives offering exclusive selections, like an $800 French copper stockpot versus Amazon's $43.99 cookware, avoiding direct price wars while generating over half their revenue online. Crate & Barrel succeed similarly. 95% of their items are unique while offering in-store furniture interaction and design consultation. Best Buy survived through its renewed blue strategy, focusing on products requiring advice and Geek Squad installation services. Sephora deploys Color IQ to scan faces and recommend makeup shades, while their virtual artist app enables virtual try-ons. Lulu's thrives through curated fashion and social media, with their influencer network making hashtag Lulu's a top retail hashtag. Warby Parker differentiates through social contents, selling quality eyewear for $100 while donating a pair to the developing world per purchase, creating meaning Amazon's algorithm cannot replicate. Amazon's expansion creates widespread anxiety among CEOs, wondering how to Amazon-proof their businesses. Unlike failed conglomerates, Amazon builds ventures organically, with Wall Street's blessing to sustain years of losses until achieving dominance. Amazon targets industries vulnerable to AI disruption, where human labor can be replaced by machines. Their advertising business, valued at $125 billion by Morgan Stanley in 2019, leverages unmatched customer data purchases, preferences, addresses, media consumption. This positions Amazon to challenge Google and Facebook while offering what neither can, directly connecting ads to purchases, proving ROI in ways traditional digital advertising cannot. Amazon has also targeted the $3.5 trillion U.S. healthcare market, announcing HIPAA compliance for Alexa in 2019 and acquiring PillPack in 2018. Their strategy? Identify fragmented, inefficient industries, then apply logistics expertise and customer data. Amazon has become the template for leveraging data, AI, and infrastructure to create ecosystems rather than products. The convenience we've embraced comes with trade-offs in privacy, local business vitality, and work itself. As we click Buy Now, we're voting for a vision of the future. The question isn't whether Amazon will grow, but whether we'll consciously shape what that growth means.